Hey everybody, welcome back to Just Roll With It. My name is Chris Lane. And I'm the DM.
My name is not Bisley. I don't want to be him anymore. And I... Because he plays Chip.
Hi, my name's Codifiction, and I play Jay Farron.
Shut the
but
fuck
hey guys,
up.
I'm Charlie Slimesicle, and I play Gillian Tide Strider, and let's...
Cry.
Oh ho ho.
Just roll with it.
Where we last left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian. Continued the struggle against the sudden Navy raid. The crew of pirates and the like were organized enough to attempt to ram through the five ships blocking the port altogether. Chip swung to the Granberry pirate ship, the Crescent Moon, shooting cannons and igniting sails, while Gillian saved Pretzel after getting blown off one of the Navy ships and made his way back to the Albatross with Jay, who had been keeping the ship on course, helping ram into one of the Navy ships, successfully sinking it. Eventually, all of you successfully made your way through this blockade and out of this circular island known as Giraldo Island. Back onto the open seas. In the middle of the night, under the moonlight and the stars, still haven't gotten your full rest. You went down to get in your barrel of sleep, Gillian, alongside Chip, and found that a young Oliver was not so young anymore. After sensing a bit of dark, corrupt energy within the pockets, he revealed to be carrying the black and gold compass from which you all had found before on Designer Island. As he sank back onto the wall, his breath and body shaking, Chip now holding that compass, the three of you here in this interior. The journey continues.
I get in the barrel hoping it'll give me a couple extra inches as well.
Depends on what dreams you have, Gillian.
Dude, is my barrel cursed?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm messing, bro.
Hopefully they're all wet ones. Glump glump.
Alright. You get in your barrel.
Yeah, this Chip is all no. Oh wait. No, what, never fucking mind. I come back out of my barrel. Didn't Chip just get the goddamn evil compass from I come back out of my barrel. Okay, yeah, I'm back out of my barrel.
Then you never got in your barrel, and that was a waste.
I still got in. I said that. We were in mid conversation,
pretty much. We were in mid conversation.
Yeah, got in my barrel and came back.
You double checked that it wouldn't make you longer. It didn't. Yeah. You're the same size, Gillian, unfortunately.
Fuck.
And,
damn it. I do feel like I've gotten taller, though. Almost like my previous height was decanonized. It's weird that all my memories before a certain point are from the perspective of someone that was 5'1". So strange.
How tall are you now?
I made myself like 5'7" or something. I don't know. Because people were fucking like angry and confused.
They were feral.
Gillian is 5'9" now.
Yeah. How tall is Chip again?
Screw a foot.
Not tall enough.
Hey, Chip! Getting rid of it didn't work. I guess we just take it out back and smite it a few times, huh?
Yeah, maybe. That could work.
Alright, let's get it over with. Pull out my sword.
Although we didn't exactly get rid of it.
Right. It's dark magic found its way back. Seems like corrupting.
No, I kept it, Gil.
You kept it? Why? An artifact like this can only really be designed
Ollie,
to...
How about you go to bed? We're gonna head off and try and figure something out, alright? Just get some sleep, it'll be fine.
All right? Ollie, if you want, you can sleep in my barrel.
I want to put a hand, like, up onto his shoulder.
No, it's fine.
Everything will be fine. You know, I'll fix this.
I'll try again. Sorry. He just kind of, like, stands up and then rushes up the steps and then runs past you, Jay. You see this very tall half-elf.
Who the fuck?
He's a handsome, but he's very skinny. Yeah. And he runs into the kitchen, and old Manero goes, "What the fuck? Who are you?" And he's, "Oh, Tail,
wings,
Tail, Holla, ooh, growing boy. Told you guys, sleeping all the time. That guy.
That's what oversleeping will do."
And yeah,
maybe.
So old Manero steps out of the kitchen onto the main deck with where you are, Jay, and you two are in the bottom.
Yeah, I'm still kind of at main deck, at the helm, I guess. Silently, mindlessly steering the ship left and right for no reason, really, because it's not like ships really work like that.
Still going straight, but you're steering somehow. Wheels just completely disconnected.
You guys do need?
Yeah.
Jason?
Oh. You kept it?
Yeah, Gil, I kept it, you know, I didn't... some reason, I didn't think the evil magic compass would have any evil repercussions.
It's not like we don't have our own power. It doesn't need to be dark. For instance, Aslana, you know, on that same island, gave us some... Chip, have you seen this? It's a necklace that she specifically.
I just hold it out to him.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I must have dropped it in the fight. Well, Chip, whatever your human reasons for keeping it, we clearly can't. I mean, Ollie got really long, which is. It seems like everyone was sad about it, and. Good for him, I think.
Hey guys, there's a really wanky guy who ran past me.
Oh, that's Ollie. That's Ollie. Yeah, he was affected by. I'm pretty sure the curse of the dark compass here. Which, by the way, it is radiating a sort of necrotic energy, which is bad.
It's not necessary. Whatever you want to do with it.
It's not necessarily necrotic energy. It feels similar to necrotic energy. It's more of a divine dark energy that feels...
Oh, yes, divine dark energy.
Divine dark. It's not...
Oh, yes, from the light shadow dragon.
It's definitely a divine energy, but I wouldn't give it like a specific like necrotic.
Oh, divine. Oh, my God. Well, divine dark energy sounds fucking metal. So.
Ominous metal.
Yeah, it's actually radiating divine dark energy.
It's the same intense or a very dense magical energy it's always had.
Yeah. So, well, it may not be. It's not explicitly evil, but it seems to be something that twists the desires of people. Definitely something dangerous to have on board.
Well, it did something.
It sure did. So I guess I can just hit it with my sword. I don't recognize it from anything.
Yeah, I think we should destroy that thing.
Oh, hey, Jay. Yeah, me too.
Hey, yeah. I walked down here because lanky guy scared me.
Yeah, go for it. I toss it to him.
Okay. I put it on the ground. Take my sword. I'm still in my pajamas. Jay, want to hit it with me?
Here, yeah. I've got this gun.
Awesome. Okay. I cast Freezing Smite. As a bonus action, on my sword, it gets coated in this sort of icy frost. And then the sword gets even like a little bigger with this ice as it becomes larger. All right. Any last words?
Wait! What if that's, what if we needed to turn him back?
Oh. Turn him back? I mean, he was gonna grow eventually, right?
Yeah, we can't leave him like that.
Then what are we supposed to do with this compass?
I don't know. Hide it somewhere.
I'm just like my eyes are glowing.
Keep it figuring it out.
Coral's going. My sword's like slowly moving towards it. I'm like kind of watching them.
Something. I don't know.
Well, if we do turn him back, it's not going to be through an artifact like this that twists.
Well, that's
desires.
What turned him into it.
So, it would probably it would turn him like an inch tall. Anyway, Jay, shoot it on three.
What? Okay.
Well, do you have a better idea?
Listen, there's a good chance that this thing doesn't get destroyed and I shoot it.
I hit it with my sword!
Okay, roll to hit.
I rolled 25.
I rolled a... shit. Okay, hang on, guys. I didn't use
that's
prophetic
probably,
scroll today. I'm gonna use
that's
it.
That's fine.
There's a 4, there's a... Nah, whatever, I'll use it
why
anyway.
Would this have...
just in case.
AC
just
over.
In case it has an AC over 15.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use prophetic scroll.
I have 15 AC.
20 to hit.
I have 15 AC. You're telling me that this compass might
it's
have
compass.
An AC
compass.
Equal to or higher than me.
It's got divine dark energy.
I feel weak. I feel weak and pathetic.
I'm gonna roll damage.
You can roll damage. Cool. Both of you are able to hit it. I'll tell you what
23
happens.
I got 11 damage.
I got,
on it?
No, it's...
Oh, fuck, how much are you rolling?
I did 32 damage. It's... I do 5d8 and 2d6. And if it uses its movement, it takes extra damage, so...
It doesn't have enough damage. Okay, so... both of you strike the compass at the exact same time, and the part where your gun hits it kind of makes it spin around, and then Gillian slams it with his sword and all of his divine smite. And as the chaos in this bottom deck settles, the compass is still intact.
Oh, come on.
Okay, yeah, so indestructible. Awesome.
does it even look damaged at all?
The paint is kind of scratched.
Nice.
We
scratched
no.
the paint, Jay.
But the
okay, I'll
like
just shoot it 15
mechanisms
more
the structure, like what it's built out of, is just perfectly the same.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna pick it up.
Pick it up.
Yeah, wanna throw it into the sea?
Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna look at it.
I don't want this thing in the ocean.
Contest the side of hand.
Okay, 13.
14.
Jake gets it. Just by one.
You know, I want to just. Do we have like an incinerator or something or an active volcano? I mean, I don't want to just put this thing in the sea. What if some poor trout uses it?
Jay, give that to me.
Why? What? Why do you want it so bad? Last time you had it, you gave it to Ollie.
Yeah, and I don't want to give it to you now.
I'm not going to hold on to it.
Pressure will stop buying the compass. There. Here's another treat. You did so good today.
That said, I am gonna eye the compass quickly.
For what?
Oh, I'll message you. Actually, no, I'll just say it. The truest desire. You want to find the person who killed my sister. So direction, wherever that is, you know.
I'm going to use the compass.
Would I see her using the compass? Is that obvious?
Is it something super obvious? I don't know.
I believe I described it as the user. You feel like a magical energy swirl into your very flesh underneath it. Mm-hmm. It feels thick and almost feels like it squeezes the muscles and the blood vessels inside of your arm and the hand that you use it. If you guys are now sailing west, past Drago Island,
No one tell the DM, I have no fucking direction. What we're sailing, I have no idea.
If this is your strongest desire, where you want to go, the compass, if you're holding it and you're facing west, the compass would point southeast, more on the east side, but just a little south.
Okay. As soon as I see that, as soon as I even get a glance at it, I close it. I hand it to Gillian.
I actually want to, You can just tell me. I guess I'll take a look at it. Is the Luxpris pearled? Is the mist back inside of it?
You guys used it yesterday?
Yeah.
Two days ago?
Was it 2 days? It might have been 2 days.
Used it right before you slept.
We stole it.
Yes, it does.
Used it.
Yeah, oh, it has the mist inside of it again? Okay. Well, ordinarily I'd be against something like this, but we're coming across a lot of weird artifacts, so I want to know that whatever we decide won't be hurting someone else. I'm gonna try and use the pearl.
So, Jay still has the compass?
Oh yeah, I wanted to hand that to Gillian. As soon as I catch the direction, I try to shut it without anybody seeing, I guess.
I would say that Chip could, unless you roll it would be sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand against perception or something, yeah.
So you'd have to roll perception if you're trying to see if she's using it against her.
Okay, natural 20.
See if you get a natural 20, I guess.
Oh my god.
No.
Right. She's able to do it quick enough that it doesn't seem like she used it. She just took it, closed it, and gave it to Gillian. Okay, Gillian, make an arcana check.
Here we go, baby! Big arcana! 10. Don't worry, I use Bless.
I don't have the DC pulled up, but 12. I think it was higher than 10.
Come on, 12. What's the 12 gonna get me? What's the 12 gonna get me? Come on.
I swear I rolled like a 13 or something.
No, it's gotta be 12. 12's gotta be a DC. Come on, go DC. Everyone's got a 12 DC.
It was pretty...
No.
Where the fuck did I put it? Because it's not there.
It's on your note. It's saved as a note called 12. Open it up, it's gonna see that you're gonna see the number 12 because that's DC. And I just made it. I just made it to the 12.
I think 12 fails, unfortunately.
No, it's fine.
Redecide.
Does it just not do anything? Does it just fart at me or something?
Same thing that Jay would have felt is
nothing.
You try to connect with it, but your consciousness stays within your own being, and it just feels like you close your eyes and you hold on to the pearl.
Okay, back in the towels, back in the box, back in the bubble wrap, and back in the briefcase. Actually,
want to put, I guess, Liss in the briefcase as well?
Yeah, okay, who's got extra towels? We're gonna wrap it the hell up.
We have pants in the briefcase.
Okay,
we'll never know exactly which pair of pants has
that's,
the,
that's
has
actually
the thing
perfect.
In.
Yeah, I tuck it, I put it in a pants pocket of one of the pairs of pants we have, and then mix all of them up. So we don't know which pants the compass are in, and then I put all the pants in the briefcase.
I mean, arguably, gotcha. Considering how these things work, you can just reach your hand and be like, pants with compass in
pockets. No. Yeah, we're putting this in fucking Clorton's big briefcase of just like random crazy god artifacts we found.
Yep, you got it.
Goes to Corton's briefcase. My armor's in there too, I guess. Yeah, now we're a bunch of pants. We put the compass in one of the pants pockets.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
It's in
well, there. I'm not. Yeah, not comfortable throwing this out to sea. And honestly, I had hoped for maybe a sign from the gods on what to do with it. But for now, let's just all agree to keep all the pants in there. If we see any of those pairs of pants, it'll be bad. So no one look for pants. We all wear shorts. We all wear shorts from now on. Crew rule. Only shorts.
Okay.
Pants are evil now.
I'll head to bed. And I'll walk out. I want
to
go
just
up
walk
to
your little bed.
Crow's nest. I want to go to the crow's nest.
Oh, okay.
I want to go up there.
I cast guidance on him and say, it is your destiny to have an extra good night's sleep. You've earned it. Which is not how the spell works, but I'll do it anyway. And I'm going to go to bed in my big boy barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I assume Jay does too.
Yep.
All right.
I put pretzel
gonna
in
stay
an actual,
up all night, but I've decided
an actual
against
bed.
It.
Tuck her in.
Okay. Yeah. So, Chip, you climb all the way up to the crow's nest and you sit up there. If there's nothing else that you want to do, then you will go to bed, unless you say otherwise.
I'll probably go to sleep after a couple hours or so.
Shazam! Shapow!
Yeah.
Bazinga!
And with that, the next day, the morning comes. You guys, well, not the morning, it would more like be like the afternoon, as you guys would sleep in a little bit, having edge or sleep interrupted. Your ships would have drifted next to the Crescent Moon, right next to the Granberry Pirates, who had, in the middle of the night, tied your ship to their ship. I
have one more thing I want to do, actually, before I go to bed. Super quick, sorry. I want to go over to their ship and use all 20 points of my Lay on Hands, so that'll get 4 people, can cure a disease per 5 points. So I cure 4
some
diseases.
Some of the wounded?
Mm-hmm. They were sick, if I remember correctly, so I want to go through there. Yep. I will basically tend to the wounded with all 20 points.
All right, yeah, go for it.
That's it.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yep, I do that. Cool.
So, like I was saying, the next day comes. It's midday at this point. You guys wake up super late. Chip, you wake up as hold on. Chip, you are woken up. Actually, is your AC 14?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just rolled a 14. You wake up by the feeling of a fucking bird shit hit your forehead. As you open your eyes and you see there's not an apple but a seagull flies over and with that next to you apple lands on your forehead and starts pecking at the shit.
So it's
like
apple.
A double
apple, dude. No. Hell, everyone loves apple.
Yeah, I guess I deserve that. Okay, stop.
She like moves onto your shoulder.
God, yeah. I want to fucking found a zoo.
What, do you want to hang out so I can get you killed too?
Pretzel turns her head to the left, kind of like cocks it like the bird does on that little
pretzel.
Axe. Sorry, I said
mix
yeah.
up.
Apple.
I
do pretzel so much, I never do apple.
No,
so,
it's
yeah.
good. Apple's here.
Apple's head turns to the left like a little. A little bird dies almost kind of all the way to the left.
I love apple.
And then just, and then sits on your shoulder. Jay, Gillian, you guys wake up, and you get up to the deck or whatever you want to do. The sea is open!
Oh,
the
shit!
The open right. sea!
Awesome! Fucking cool! All right! First thing I want to do with my day, tend to some more wounded. Use 20 more lay on hands points. See what I can do.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. So you go all the way down to the second floor where you see there's just multiple beds and hammocks of as many sick people as they could have fed down here. Last night you came by and healed some people. Nobody was really awake, but the people who did heal kind of coughed up some thank you. This morning, or this afternoon, you're met with the... struggling, the elven figure with the long hair, struggling to bend down beneath this kind of a little tight floor here on the ship. Rudith, who is helping people as well, and as you come down, you start laying on hands.
Oh, Rudith, good to see you. Little destiny for you.
Good afternoon.
You.
Very kind of you to help these people.
Of course.
We were lucky to be able to save them.
Indeed. And I thank everyone that was able to get them on this ship.
Sailor's life is not for me. But I'll do what I must.
What life is for you, Rudith? Is a zing, I say, as I heal another person.
Is a zing. He whispers,
is a zing.
Okay.
Right.
He's like poison like a little. Yeah, he's administering medicine to somebody out of like a little potion bottle. And
actually
says,
works better if you say it's a zing. Bazongle. Oh, that person died. That one wasn't good.
That's fucked up.
I lied for me.
I'm kidding.
I enjoyed what I did. Being on the land and helping people.
Nice.
Being on the sea and helping people isn't too different, so.
Though I think a lot of these people are grateful that you're right here.
I'd be in a small town. With somebody I loved. Helping the village. Living by the woods and the rivers. A simple life. The basics. That's all I ever want.
Well, if you want, I'm lucky to have this divine magic. We know of a couple small towns. We could give them our word sends you their way.
Well, if destiny brings me there, perhaps I'll stay.
Nice. Dab him up.
For now, I ride the waves out with these pirates I've come to know.
Let's see where those waves take us, Rudis. You're a good man.
Jay, Chip.
Hey. I want to go over to Captain Lizzie's ship. And I want to look for a map.
Look for a map?
Yeah, see if they have one. I know she does.
Winges. Okay, so are you doing this sneakily?
Well, I'm gonna ask her for one.
Okay.
This is something stealthy
about
this.
Look for a map? Like, you're just gonna barge in like you own the place and start looking through our
hey,
shit?
Hey, bitch, give me a map!
You hear a gun cock and it shoots and you die.
Awesome!
I'm kidding.
You feel cold steel against the back of your head.
Yeah,
what's not this again.
Chip, are you doing anything specific? Or are you also going to the ship? Okay, just make sure. Since the two of them did, I want to make sure. All right, yeah, you start walking around. If you knock on like the captain's quarters, it's not unlocked. Yeah. So,
I give it a nice side-fisted, hard
dong dong dong.
Yeah.
You hear? No way.
I'm looking for a map.
Fuck off.
Jesus, what's gone into her?
And then you hear a loud from inside, just muffled.
Nice. Oh.
Hey! What's going on over there? Where are we? We're tied to another goddamn ship, oh my fucking god. Can everybody's out here living our life free with some juice? Every day we out here tied to somebody. I got out of that island and not be tied down. You got me tied to another ship. Where's the captain? Captain!
That's very metaphorical.
Captain!
This is looking for me?
Mm-hmm. Just whoever responds.
Who's the captain?
I would be on the ship. Well, I call myself
all,
the captain.
We're all captain.
I refer to myself as the captain. But
you do. We have a communist ship, I think, at this point.
So yes.
Yes. I'm just kind of walking by, rubbing the bird shit off my head.
Huh, Chip! I'm out of fruit!
What?
Did you get any fruit? Running
no,
low,
Earl,
low
in the confusion of being bombarded by Navy soldiers, I must have missed the fruit. Very sorry. I'll make sure to get it next time.
Bumbug! Stupid incompon,
nincompoop! You old...
He's speaking...
I was like, what is this? Fucking check.
Look, I'm sure the... Whatever their ship is called, I'm sure they have some fruit. You can go see.
You want me to rely on another crew? I'll just go switch over to
them.
I
don't know what you want me to tell you, Earl. I don't have any goddamn fruit.
Oh, shit. Okay, somebody's sassy this morning. Wow. Woke up on the wrong side of the nest, I see. Little birdie. Tweet, tweet. All right, I'll go ask them for some goddamn fruit.
I love Earl, dude. I'm so
get
glad
your knickers out of
I'm
your
so
ass.
Glad he's really lived.
Jay, Caspian would hear you knocking and stuff and come up. He would be on the main deck, so below you right now, since you're on the like gun deck, knocking on the captain's quarters.
Yeah. I sigh.
If you're trying to get in the captain's quarters and bother the captain, you're going to have a difficult time getting her awake first.
Caspian, listen, I'm looking for a map. We don't have one on our ship.
Just been riding the waves of destiny, I assume.
Yeah, that's what Gil would say.
I know. That's exactly
just here from below deck.
Graham!
What do you need a map for? Where are you headed to?
I'm not sure yet. We've never really had a bearing.
I think we might have an extra, at least of this ocean. Coming across a world map is a bit expensive. On the very least, we can give you a look, point you in a direction if you're somewhere you need to go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we'll see.
Glad you got a map, man. 41 episodes in, finally could figure out if we're where the fuck we're going.
This is absolutely like double-sided in that It goes with what I did earlier, and also, God, we need a map.
We do, so badly. I mean,
destiny guides us.
The day continues to go by. The water, the outdoors, it's gentle, much more calm and serene than the previous night that you all had together. A little bit later in today, you'll hear Elizabeth call out and say, Chip, and the other two, you wanted to talk about a map?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm materialized in the room.
Just like water kind of.
That, yeah, that's not real. That doesn't happen. I walk in through the door.
If you three could follow me.
It'd be cool. I wish, but no.
I'll pop in and follow you up.
All right, she takes you guys into the captain's quarters, and Chip, you've been in here once before with hot dogs, and that big table that she was kind of like sitting at is now moved a little forward into the center of the room and cleared off, and there is a big map, but only like it's big in length, but it's just a rectangular map. It's not very wide. It's not a full world map or anything. Mm-hmm. And she says, "All right, so this is the only one we got. This is what we've been using, and I don't know how accurate it is, but it's got us where we need to go."
Is it just of this ocean?
Yeah, you look at the map, and you can see that it is the Royal Ocean, and you recognize a few places. You spot the island of Canela, which is
zero.
Is very far at this point. You see that Dwaldo Island is on there. You don't see Laugh-N-Lot or Desire Island, however.
Huh.
There's a few other ones, a bit west from here, a bit northwest from here. You can see that there is a much bigger landmass than the other surrounding islands and whatnot. It seems to be the biggest in this ocean. And
it's
she
not
goes,
shaped like Texas, is it?
It's not shaped like Texas. Oh. She goes, "So this is the capital of the ocean. This is the kingdom. This is Edison Kingdom. And then just north or west, just west," and she kind of moves her finger up to like the edge of the map. "This is where Allport starts. To get to the Northern Ocean, you have to go through Allport. So we're going to make our way through there."
I see. What's southeast? Yeah.
Southeast? Crazy. On this map, to the southeast, that's where, actually, from where you guys are, is where Canela is going to be, where Featherbrook is, and where Skull Slice Port is. That's it. But you don't see Laugh-N-Lot. The casino is traveling, so it's never marked, and you don't see the Desire Isles. But you would assume, because of the direction you've been traveling, they're either south or east or southeast, or a mix of in between. And you guys have been traveling west. You just got to Dwaldo Island, which seems to be kind of in the center of the Blue Royal Ocean, but it's like bottom center. And then north of you, a bit northwest, more north, is going to be Edison Kingdom. And then to the west, there are a few islands. The only notable one is going to be the estuary, which is named Little Rock. Little Rock Estuary, to the west. The rest are just smaller unnamed islands, or islands that just aren't labeled. She points towards the north. "I think we're going to sail past the kingdom and go straight through Allport into the Northern Ocean and look for stronger pirates."
Yeah, wherever you think is right, Captain.
You're following?
Sure.
I think we should definitely follow to Allport at the very least.
What is this big sheet of paper with dots on it?
This is a...
There's no way there's no...
Gillett's
maps in the undersea. You have waterproof paper.
They all navigate via GPS.
we actually all just used a Siri cell phone.
Wow.
Siri. S-E-A-R-I. Siri. Pun J. Fuck you.
You like that one too much.
It was good. I did because it was awesome. Out of character. It was so out of character.
The fuck you, man.
It was good.
Damn.
Yeah, none of that's real.
Well, I guess wherever you two think is best. I have no doubt that destiny will take me back to my people.
Oh, that would probably be nearby. The northern
nearby,
ocean.
Nearby north?
It is north, I think.
Well, seems destiny has a funny way, doesn't it?
Lizzie comes over and whispers into your ear, or talks a little quieter to you, Chip. What's going on?
What? We're following you. What?
Your face, it looks flat and not chip. It's not very chippy.
I don't need to be chippy all the time.
No, but you were chippy all the time. Why are you calling me captain? Isn't this your crew? I thought you had a direction. I thought you were looking for Arlen.
Maybe that's not the best call anymore.
What the hell happened to you? It's been like one night.
If I'm honest with myself, you seem like you're the only captain around here.
Don't aimlessly follow me. That's how you get killed. If you want to tag along through Alapard, I'm not going to stop all of you. We could certainly use the help. Especially if the Navy comes riding on our tails again.
Tell us what to do.
You're free to do whatever the fuck you want. And then she like rolls up the map.
She's going to tap on the wall a couple times, walk out.
Okay.
Walk out.
I walk out, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, I dematerialize. I walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I help Old Man Earl make some juice.
Oh my god, yes. DM, is there any like special sea fruits that I know about that no one would know about that I could get for Earl?
You can roll a history check.
Alright, history check. Here we go, baby. Minus one history. Six.
You can't. You know there are special fruit. You know there are, but you don't recall the names nor the appearances.
You know, Earl, there's actually special fruit down in the undersea.
Oh, word! Straight up! Oh, shit.
Wasn't
cool,
expecting
right?
That, Earl.
And then I look directly into the sun. All right. That's me. That's all I got. I guess we're sailing north. Sounds good, baby.
Well, did the other ship have fruits, maybe? Maybe I could grab a couple of, like, apples or...
They have two, right?
You could get, like, apple juice, banana juice, strawberries. They got some. Okay. They got a little bit of that in their barrels.
Bring, like a bag full of apples and I just kind of drop them on the table with Earl.
What the fuck is this? Trying to make smoothies in here? You're disrespecting me. You disrespect my whole thing. Wait a second.
No, strawberries. I'm not disrespecting you, Earl.
You just saved yourself with those strawberries.
I started taking off my shoes. Let's get juicing.
Oh, buddy boy. Hoo boy. Been waiting for you to tell me that. We're about to start juicing in here. Hey,
this is
Holly.
Fucked up.
Holly,
this
you gotta build your legs. Get out here.
And he's just kind of like huddled in this like hammock. Blankets kind of covering him, facing the wall.
Hey, are you gonna sleep all goddamn day?
I'll walk over to him. Hey, Ollie, come on. How you holding up?
All right. I just feel super weak.
Well,
you gotta get some goddamn juice in you.
maybe some juice will help. Some fish. Gil might be able to get fish, although I don't know how ethical that is for him.
He like turns around to look up.
I can try.
Come on, you're
Chip, I can't go home like this.
Yeah, I know. We're looking. I'm gonna find someone and maybe we'll figure it out. Ollie, don't worry about it. Okay, I promise.
All right.
He gets up and towers over you. Starts walking over to the now three half or quarter barrels that are open that Old Man Earl's set up.
All right, baby, let's get to squeezing.
And he starts to like get into the like the barrel with his bare feet and starts squishing like the strawberries in his barrel.
We drink this stuff.
We do. Why? It gives us inspiration as well. So.
And the
Magical
other two of
feet.
You. Unless you say otherwise, I have learned this new word, this new phrase. We'll continue sailing
forward, and nothing will happen to you. Because you wouldn't
nothing
do anything.
Nothing shall happen.
What do you mean?
Or so dude. You think.
Oh,
I've got nothing.
I got nothing either. I'm done. I did everything I wanted to.
Yes.
I've snuck in my look at the compass. Used dark and evil. Dark divine energy.
Is the ocean an open container?
For what?
just a simple question.
I'm scared to answer your questions.
Is the ocean an open container?
I don't know if it is or not. I don't know.
Technically. Come on.
Dude, what is an open container?
Just a container that's open.
Tell
is
me an open container. What is an okay, so like, what is containing
like
the ocean?
Like imagine a Tupperware.
What's containing the ocean?
Okay, I cast create or destroy water on the ocean. I create 10 new gallons of water in the ocean, and now the sea is a little bit bigger, and I smile, and there, that's all I wanted to do.
Okay, man. Yeah, that works.
What were you? She's going to be like, yes, I cast my second level spell, and the ocean disappears.
You're saving the ocean, Garion.
Yeah, I'm saving the ocean. 10 gallons at a time.
Oh. You all continue to sail. The albatross yes. right next to the crescent moon. I am now DMing like an old wizard telling a story.
Sounds good. It's fun. Give it up.
And now a tale of old. A tale, the telly tale of tales. That
the boat
tell.
Continues on the waters, being rocked by the waves.
It sails
as
like
the
a
sun
sail.
Sets in the west.
That sails.
Right. Yes. It sets
yes.
in the west.
Resident, yep.
The direction that you've been traveling.
Sure.
You set a course for the north, headed to Aldport. And during the night, Jay,
we die.
If you could make a constitution saving throw.
It's night terror time!
Woo!
Yes!
Yeah!
I hope you, maybe it's a cramp, maybe you're cramping.
Ow, my leg is cramping.
Oh,
I've slept
it's a Charlie
on
horse.
Such a strange spot, and it hurts. I got a 20, a dirty 20.
Wow,
sticky
you 20. Passed one of them.
Finally, dude.
Crazy. Wow.
I'd like to still wake up in a cold sweat anyways. I have the nightmares, I just don't remember them.
You have this dream, this uh-huh. nightmare. You're recalling the scene that all of you saw as you were exiting Dwaldo. The one navy ship engulfed in flames, with the silhouette standing at the back of the ship on the railing. And then for a second you blink. And when you open your eyes, you're not staring at a burning ship. You're staring at the faces of two of your friends. The ship you were on. And the ship next to it, the crescent moon of the Granberry Pirates. And you look down, and you see you're wearing this long red trench coat. You blink again, and your hands are just drenched in blood, the flame rising at your feet. And when you blink again, you wake up, drenched in this cold sweat. Not enough to remove your long rest or give you a point of an exhaustion, but...
Thank God, because that sucks every single time. It never gets better.
That is how your night goes. Everybody else, you have a really good sleep. And you wake up again. And the next day happens. And then you go back to sleep.
Yay!
And I wake up in a terror scream. You know, it's awful. And it just I keep having nightmares, guys. I don't know why.
And for the next few days, you guys continue to sail in
the
direction of Aldport. Yeah, just slam the long rest button.
I'm just hitting it repeatedly, yeah.
Throughout the days, Chip, Ollie gets around and walks more. And eats more. And after making juice a few nights ago with them, he drinks more and just overall starts to function a little normally and not be so hidden, reserved, anxious, and scared. Who has the compass? It's in the briefcase. Got it. He does seem to kind of have moments of jitteriness where he looks around or jumps very
kind
easily,
antsy.
Scared. Yeah, kind of like a cat. And
at one point I would like to talk to him.
Yeah,
maybe they're on the other ship playing like chess or something with Pretzel, and Pretzel's beating the shit out of everyone on the other on the other crew.
Oh, you gotta see this is our best attack. Caspian's like rubbing his like the little bit of goatee.
Got no chance, man.
Pretzel's literally never been beaten.
He's quite tough, prove. I'll say. That little weird frogtopus. But I'll have you know, I've never been beaten either.
So you're with you're with Ollie now, alone on this ship.
Maybe if he leaves because he's like anxious, he's doing one of those.
Yeah, sure.
Like you said.
Either way, you guys end up by yourselves.
Hey, what's going on? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it together, I guess. Recuperate. It's different.
Yeah, it's.
I feel like.
Looks different.
I feel like 5 years older.
You look it too.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to use the compass like that.
Ollie.
I didn't know it was gonna.
Look, I'm sorry. I gave you that. I never should have done that.
It's just so. It's scary. It's like I didn't want to put it down.
That compass, it's bad news. You know I trust you. I just thought it'd be safe with you. I didn't even think of what I was handing you. You know that, right?
It made me feel like wherever I wanted to go, it could take me.
Yeah, it made me feel like that too.
And
that's why I kept it.
And the place I wanted to go, the first time I used it, it made me want to go there even more. So it made me want to use it even more.
First, how many times did you use it?
I just kept checking to make sure the direction was in the same place. And my desire to leave grew stronger.
This is my fault, Ollie. I did this to you. And I'm sorry. But I'm gonna make it right. I'll track down Niklaus if I have to. I'll do something. You didn't deserve this. Do you want to go home?
Yes. Yeah, I want to go home.
Yeah, I was a kid on a pirate ship like you once. And I didn't have a home to go back to, so it was the only place I wanted to be, I guess. And in my mind, you were like me, but you're not. You have a home, and you should go there, and we should. We're gonna fix this, and we're gonna get you there, okay?
Okay. Yeah, my mother would not recognize me.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to do that to her. She's probably sick with worry. I trust that you'll help.
I just want to hug him. Just pull him in. Yeah, I'll help.
I don't know what to do. So, you guys are all I got out here. Where's the big guy? Mr. John?
I let him down too, Ollie.
What happened?
We ran back to the ships and we took off, but. You know, John saved Earl. Just didn't save himself. I thought about going back. I had a plan.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm not allowed to swear like that.
You know what? I think just this time it's all right. I'm not a good captain. Okay, I'm barely a good person, but I'm not gonna let you down, okay? I'm not.
Promise.
Hold out my pinky.
Damn. Promise. The truest of promises.
He takes it.
Now let's go watch Pretzel beat the shit out of Caspian in chess.
I don't know, does she?
Contesting D20s? Plus intelligence?
Sure. Plus intelligence.
Oh no! We don't need to roll. We don't need to roll. We don't need to roll. It's fine. It's fine. We don't need to roll.
Oh, what did you roll?
I rolled a 4. Okay, plus 3 is 7.
Oh. You got double that.
Oh no!
Oh no, dude.
If only the game were rigged.
The ship shakes. And all the chess pieces fall.
Killian.
Conveniently, right as Caspian puts her in check, hit a big wave and the chessboard goes flying over into the ocean. Oh, we'll never know. She had you on the ropes.
Yeah. He goes to reach for his queen. He goes, And then as soon as he's about to place it down, the ship shakes. Gillian's eyes light up a wide and his hair cackles for a brief second. It's like so brief, it just goes and something happens.
One frame.
He's still holding that queen piece as the fucking chessboard gets flung off into the side and all the pieces go scattering. Pretzel looks up at you, Gillian, and her eyes furrow.
I don't know what happened there. You almost had it, though. You were gonna win. It's a shame we hit that wave. This is true.
She looks like she. You get the sense that that Pretzel feels dishonored.
Oh no!
You guys all go to bed for this night again.
God, I want more night terrors.
As you're about to drift off into your slumber, you see collecting at the base of the ship, coating the water, a thick mist begins to rise. Surrounding both the ships.
Man, I wish I could have perceived this. Too bad I missed it.
Okay.
Got one.
Yeah, that's really awesome, man. That is awesome.
And then you fall asleep. And your ships continue to drift in an ever-rising mist.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it seems all fine, honestly.
You are unaware of the direction they are going. And you're all asleep?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Oh, God.
Excellent.
Oh, DM no. Smile.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, I'm in a barrel.
Go ahead.
What are you going to do to me? Hmm? You can't hurt me worse than I hurt myself.
Roll a vibe check. Roll a charisma saving.
Oh, it's time.
Shit,
it's time again.
Hello?
17.
Ooh. Yeah. I got a 26. Yeah. I have a plus 7 to charisma saving throws.
Woo! Yeah!
What? Now, Connie, I noticed you partying over there. I just wanted to confirm what
yes, sir.
Jay got on the saving throw. Could you just
confirm?
Oh,
you're never going to guess it, man. You're never going to guess it. So.
Say it in Spanish.
So. Uno. Yeah!
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure you're actually supposed to only have one card left
that,
in your hand when you say that.
A blue six. I'm done. I win the game.
Nice. Oh no, baby. I got a 26.
Hey, but what happens to Jay? I'm worried for her. She's my sweet summer child.
You're what?
My sweet summer child.
How did that catch me off guard?
Everybody but Jay.
Nice.
You begin to hear this deep moaning sound. Just this.
Honestly, thank God I didn't hear that.
And it's
Pretzel,
just your ships begin to rock. And if you want to wake up, you can.
Yeah.
You'd be woken up by the sound.
It seems like a time to wake up.
Jay. You are very asleep.
Nice.
I would go to the deck and take a look out over it, see what made that noise.
You go to the deck and it is more dense than being inside of a fog cloud. As soon as you open the latch, it almost like pours in like a smoke machine. And you get out onto the main deck, and you're just covered in this steam, this mist. It makes your skin moist.
Yes.
It feels hot.
I bathe in it.
Maybe I'll go wake up Jay.
I mean, you sleep in the crow's nest again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
You rush over to go try and wake up Jay.
I'm
and there's no response.
I have entered a permanent slumber. Hey. Oh, fuck,
off, Jim. Trust.
What the fuck? Okay. Gil!
Shut the fuck up, you asshole. I hate you.
I'm gonna kick the shit out of you!
You smell. Sleep.
You smell.
I just bitch.
Pull out a marker. I draw a funny mustache on her. Fucking asshole. I'm gonna teach you.
Gil!
Oh, Chip, it's so moist up here.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, right?
No.
You rush up there with...
Yes!
Okay. So as you rush up, you can barely see Gillian in the front of your face. You guys have to be right next to each other just to see one another.
Mm. Yeah, just go face to face.
Get your fins over here.
I grab him by the ear thingies. Bring him close, right into my face.
Okay.
I think something is wrong.
What makes you say that?
Because the air is moister than you.
It's great. Finally.
No, no, no. Not great.
Dangerous. Honestly, Chip. Fuck air.
Yeah,
I said it. I said it.
To breathe. I'll die.
Right next to your feet, you hear the wood creak and move. Make a perception check, both of you, with disadvantage.
Well, that's weird.
Something ain't right here. Can't put my finger in what it quite be, but I'm 13. Asleep, so.
13?
Chilling. 15.
Disadvantage, Jim.
Yes. That was with 15. That was with disadvantage.
Gillian, you notice something very similar. You see, glistening through the mist, scales of blue, green, and silver.
What the fuck?
This very thick cord of a reptilian slithering down the deck.
Oh, it's on the ship.
Chip, don't make any sudden movements.
And then it... squeezes as the main deck where it is splinters on both sides.
Oh,
and the boat
shit,
gets
that's
fucking
way bigger than I thought.
And the boat gets rocked and almost lifts it up to the left. And Jay, you get thrown out of your bed. However, you continue to stay asleep.
I'd like to face plant.
The both
into,
of you need to make dexterity saving throws.
Gillian's
holy
barrel.
Shit.
Okay. 18.
8.
Gillian?
Although
you
I want to stay linked.
You immediately lose
with
your balance.
I want to stay linked with Gillian. I want to like try and hang on to him as hard like.
Okay.
Then you would roll at disadvantage.
Okay, 8.
Wow. So the both of you immediately lose your balance as the sudden squeezing of the entire ship, and the ship gets lifted up, and you guys both slip on this now very slick
Whoa.
Surface of the main deck and get thrown overboard off the railing. And if you want, you can try and make an acrobatics check to grab the railing before falling into the water.
Yeah, fuck it, acrobatics, baby. That's my forte. Ooh. That's why we call me. Oh my god, I got a nat 20.
Okay, okay.
I got a not nat 20.
You got a stinky 20?
What'd
you
get?
Stinky 20.
Okay, so both of you at the same time, still in this kind of like linked in unison,
That's
you both
awesome.
Grab the rails
awesome.
As you get thrown over and you're hanging on the side. And in the water, you see the body of this almost serpentine monstrosity, huge, with the same scales I described before, lifting, constricting your ship above the water. And its head rises on the other side of the crescent moon ship.
Can we just be like holding, like I'm holding with my right arm onto the ship, he's holding with his left arm, we're just
That's
locking.
Cool.
Like
That's
there.
Awesome.
Kill, this isn't good. Are you locking? I'm locking. Stay locking.
I'm locking. I'm so locked
Lock
in.
Lock it in with me.
Hang on. Let's see how bad this is. I'm going to go ahead and cast Gust of Wind, which disperses gas vapor and all that stuff. So I want to use Gust of Wind to blast basically away this fog so I can get a better look at what's happening right now.
Okay. You blast a gust of wind, the 60 feet line, and the mist stays extremely thick around the restrictions of gust of wind, but you blow it back enough to see this massive creeping from behind the ship that you're tied to, this almost diamond or pentagon shaped, like a base for baseball. This webbed, almost dragon mixed with a snake with a very large maw, very sharp, jagged, long teeth, two sunken, glowing white eyes. As you blow this wind back, you blow some of the webbing on its head back as it kind of flaps. And as soon as you do, you meet its gaze, and it just goes, and it just fucking like it rattles the ships, both of them. The waves start going crazy. The clouds now are like moving and completely covering the night sky.
Hey, Chip, you guys, you know, we have a saying. We have a saying in the undersea for situations like this.
Yeah, what's that?
We're fucked.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
We have a similar saying up here.
I'm so glad I get to sleep through this.
Roll initiative on the next episode, because that's where
I
we're ending this
one. I got a 2-2. 0!
Yes!
Let's go, baby!
We're reaching new lows on Just Roll With It. All right. Check it out next time when Gillian doesn't move because he doesn't have any initiative.
Oh!
All right, I believe we be entering the part of the episode where I got to shout out the patrons. So shout out to Big Motherfucking Cheese, Charm of the Bard, Alexis Kira, and Alyssa, a group of pirates who give the Granberries a run for their money, especially when Derry's around. Asteria Nyx, Beats, Ben 10, and Blue Bleen Blop, the most powerful would-be competitors in the Paramount tournament that just so happened to eat a little too much before the match and didn't show up because of cramps. Buttery Toast, Cornier Comet, Creepy Reaper, and Cryosonis Sin, admirals of a very relaxed Navy platoon that went undercover at the tournament just to cheer on La Alma. Dream Strider, Edgy Moss, Elise the Washed Up Bard, and Unoya Loon, an actual real band that shipwrecked on Desire Island and gave a rockin' performance that didn't happen to turn everyone into stone. Expoogaloo, Gillian's biggest fan, Grilled Salmon, a group of traveling Triton who also happen to believe that they are the chosen ones. Well, that'll be funny if they ever meet Gillian. Iridescent Cakes, Jay Newell, and Jello Gumdrops, a pirate crew of chefs who steal treasure but leave behind very tasty treats. JRWI Enjoyer, Jumpiest Venus, and King of Ranch, a ragtag team that sails in search of the legendary Ranch Ocean, heard to be the creamiest sea of them all. Kirby Wafro, Miscellaneous, and Nay, a crew of cowboys and cowgirls that ride the seahorses herding manatees around the ocean. Chip happened to steal one, but he lost it, as he would. He is a bastard. Neko Lord, Nonslottle, Obligatory References, and Rishiz Nivi. Their lives were put at a standstill after being turned to stone by the Empress, and who robbed Chip and Jay with an elaborate scheme where they pretended to still be statues. Isn't that a good one? That had to take a little bit of effort on their part. Salutation, Serene is actually a skeleton. Spinyax and Viridin, undead swashbucklers, just looking for a place to stop and get ribs. No, it's not an undead thing. They're just hungry. Zerberus, your gal pal Valerie V, and Zeflar Pendrake, the ones who taught Finn Tidestrider the meaning of love for reasons they cannot go into any more detail. Bowling Ball Iron, a Navy admiral who, bowling balls for hands, really good at knocking out pirates, not so good at doing anything else that requires thumbs or just fingers in general. Cheshire, another shadowy business cat that managed to pull out of the business before the Alba Trio arrived and is now happily sitting on multiple investments in offshore accounts in the North Sea. Misfit Wolverine 15, part man, part Wolverine, all pirate, captain of the Beast Pirates, Misfit Wolverine 15 tears up the seas on his warship, the Blood Moon. Mr. Griffin, few have felt the wrath of the legendary adventurer, Mr. Griffin, but those who have lived to tell the tale speak of a man who mows down other pirates with his sharp claw-like weapons. Rebs, a magic dolphin like Triton, said to be capable of granting wishes to any crew that can actually catch them. Eflar Pendrake, Riker Kurotu, and the Copper Android, a traveling elf and his warforged who run traveling shop
Riker makes the deal, and the copper android can fully unfold out into a market stand. Now that's business. And make sure, if you want to be shouted out at the end of the Just Roll With It episodes, to head over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and get that $50 high roller tier. Anyways, thank you for listening to my ramblings. I'll see ye in the next episode.